there does seem to be a difference in behavior with these people on the land as compared to in their community. One thing I have noticed, which I would consider very negative, is the lack of responsibility and the lack of respect for property. Our gym is used by the community after school hours, and for the longest time we have had to close the gym at different occasions because of vandalism. I think a good example of the lack of personal responsibility is that I had one of the supervisors come to me and say that I better take down some of those lower basketball hoops because people are hanging off them, and if they hang off them and they break them, they will get kicked out of the gym. Totally missing the point that they shouldn't be hanging on them in the first place. And I see that happening quite often. There doesn't seem to be a personal responsibility for the actions that they have made. Out in the land, and we can see the difference. One of my teachers took his class out in the land to do some fishing. And he's got a very difficult class, extremely difficult class. This is where the 8-year span with kids who are 18 years old who are reading at a grade 3, you know, and they're in school because it's warm. Yet when you get out in the land, you feel the comradeship. If someone's cold, hands are cold, they will go to someone who has some good gloves and says, let's trade gloves. It's done. Even though that person knows that the gloves he will receive will be inferior, he will give those gloves to the other person. It's totally different. And I keep wondering, is this type of school set up, the way it's run, its objectives, is that really meeting the needs of the children up in Spence Bay? And there are lots of times when I think, no, it's not. It's part of the push to alienate children from their parents, from their culture, and from their land. And the quote, better educated we have these children, the further away they'll be from their original heritage. And I sometimes wonder if we should totally scrap the school the way it's run now and have it in a different way altogether. For example, we might be better off having a smaller building and having it open 24 hours a day. And I would have shifts of 3 teachers, 8 hours a day, so that we would have staff there. And children will wander in, which they would anyways. And we would have interesting things out for them. And we would be doing things, making things. Because what we've discovered, and this is very much so of the native students, native Indian students as well, is that they're observers. They learn through observing, not by being told. And the teacher would be making something. They would come in, they would watch. There would be material there for them to try if they wanted to. And you wouldn't say a word to them. And I think they would probably learn more that way than doing it in a traditional way. And I'm beginning to think of that more and more and more. We see it at home. We have children coming in to visit. That's something else that I'm not used to. We will have children knocking on our door all hours of the day and night. And we'd open it up and say, can we visit? And there'd be anywhere from 1 to 16 of them all wanting to come in and visit us. But when they'd come in, and we'd be doing something, they would just sit and watch. And then we would say, we want to try? We could be writing something or drawing something. And all of a sudden, there they'd be doing it. And they'd be doing a beautiful job. Yet, when we try to do that same thing in school, and we give our verbal directions, and we have 20 or 30 of them in our classroom, and we have classroom control, and all those other neat school things, we find that we don't get anywhere as far. So I think we'd be almost better off having a drop-in type center and doing it in that way than doing it in traditional, southern, very white, very middle class type of structure.
You should write that up and publish it.
Well, I think what's happening in Canada, the Indian groups have taken control of their own education. But I'm afraid it's doomed for failure, because all they're doing is building their own schools, hiring their own white teachers, and doing the same bloody thing all over again. They're not learning from it. And it seems to me that school is not a building, but it's around you. And that they could learn all the other skills, you know, skills which are necessary in the modern day in terms of reading and writing and in mathematics and so forth, but that could be all learned through a cultural way. It doesn't have to be taught in white man's way.